Let's start over here. This is a map of how Frankfurt looked about in the time of the Pnei Yeshua, but in that Kufa, talking about mid 1700s, it's just Berach. Okay, this what we're now, this has been reconstructed. In other words, this used to be what's called a Judengasse. It's starting from 1462. It became a gzera that all Jews have to live on one street. You can't live throughout Frankfurt anymore. And therefore, as the Pnei Yeshua himself writes in a place, the Judengasse, which was a long street, let's say a mile long, it ran mitzufin ledurim, it said from north to south, on both sides of the street. Here, this is the Judengasse. So if you take a look here, by the way, this is the Beis HaChaim. Look over here. You recognize this is the Beis HaChaim that we're at standing there? This is the Beis HaChaim. We see the trees over here. Okay, let's all have the picture in the same way. This is the Beis HaChaim here. This is the Beis HaChaim on the right. Got it?
Yep.
Now, the immediate street, look how it curves. You see the street, how it curves? Mm-hmm. That was the Judengasse. That was the Jewish guy. There's still something there, Judengasse. There's something here. No time to go look over there. There's some simon there. It says Judengasse. So this was the Jewish street. As a matter of fact, now other pictures actually has the words Judengasse written on it. Now, this Judengasse, as you see, it runs from down here, right? You see from the bottom, goes all the way curves. At the end, you see there's a shul. You see at the end of the picture. That shul became a reform shul. That used to be the shul with the Chasam Sofer davened. That was the shul with the Pnei Yeshua davened. That was the shul with all Gedolei Yisrael davened. It didn't look like this. This shul became a reform shul. And you can see the Beis HaChaim is right over here. So you realize there's no Judengasse anymore over here. There's nothing that goes anymore because they reconstructed, they built stuff all over the place. This is where it went. So just want to show you.
Is this a bridge or something?
This is the mine, Frankfurt am Main.
I'm saying where?
It's not far from
yeah,
here.
I'm going to say, the water was changing.
The water doesn't change. Right? Yeah. Right, not far from. Now, look at picture number two. Being that you only had one street, so the houses had to be mamish crowded together with no space. That's where you see the picture of the house, this picture. Yeah, they take this. You see how it was? And they built story al gabe story. One of these houses was the Rothschild houses, but you see, but it's not shown over here. The Rothschild lived on the Judengasse, the Rothschilds. And as you see, this went further. This picture just doesn't happen to have there. You see the shul right at the end. You see the shul. Look at the end of the picture, on the left side.
Yeah.
See the shul. This is the shul. That was the shul, I said again, that the Chasam Sofer davened, Slim's father davened, the Nosnada davened, the Haflor davened. Everybody davened in that shul, but it was not that shul. Because the shul that you see, just a second, the shul that you see, this was the shul in the time of the Pnei Yeshua. In the same spot, this was the shul. The old shul in Frankfurt, erected 1711. You don't have that picture. 1711. See, this was the shul. On the same spot, what you see now over here, it's at the end of the Judengasse. This was the shul. This was the Chasam Sofer shul. This is where his father, everybody down in the shul. All the Gedolei Yisrael down in the shul. There's the 1711. Now, Shlok Hodeshnat was in this spot because Shlok Hodeshnat already left before. He left in the 1600s. So this shul is called the old shul. Really, it's the old new shul, they really called it. The old new shul. Yeah, but no, that's not now. I'm just saying this. Yeah, just similar to that. Now, just want to show you just to have an idea what happened. Just so what you see now is the, as they say, the reform shul. This is a better picture. Look here. The Neue Synagogue. This is what it is. Look at it. You see?
This is the reform.
This is the reform. This is the one you have. Okay?
Yeah.
This is the picture.
This was built in place of this.
This built in place of this one.
This one.
This one. You see the Judengasse, March 20, 1860. 1860. Should have been reform. 1860. This became in 1860.
1882 on this one.
Wait. We got that.
Next edition.
Okay, so you got that? Okay, so you got this here. So this was that. Now, going back again. So the kids here, so Rabbi Shai, we gotta separate, right? We gotta go our separate ways. We can't be together. So Rav Hirsch had his first shul, was in a different place, was as a Schützenstrasse, and then the other one was a bigger, as it grew there, they continued, and they built a totally new shul. So then came the Matalevi, and the Matalevi, he said, I don't go along with Rav Hirsch. There's the Orthodox community that is part of the general community, but and he accepted them. They offered to a lot of Rabbonim. But he was the best one. He was the greatest one of all of them. And he accepted. He accepted it. But he said one thing. He said, if you want me to become Rav, then you got to build me a beautiful shul. That's the picture. That's the Matalevi shul. That's the picture.
This one?
This is the Matalevi shul.
Weiss,
this is? Now I want to show you. You're standing right. This is what used to be before Kristallnacht.
This
is what used to be. That's why I came out here. This is it and was burnt down. Was burnt up. This is next to the Beis Olam. See, this is the shul. 1882. Now I want to show you something. I want to show you something. Look here. Look at this picture here. You're not going to believe it. Look at here. Eyewitness account of destruction of the Borum. It's called Borumplatz. Here's the shul being burnt down. Here it is. Yeah, this shul, this beautiful shul being burnt down. Here's the middle being burnt down in crystal now.
Eyewitness
account of Goy. And I'll just tell you something. Know what he said? The square was full of people surrounding the synagogue from a distance. He says, usually men, and as I later learned, he said this was Nazis in civilian clothing. The fire department was present. You know what they did? The fire was on the right and they're pouring water on the left. Eyewitness account, it was there in 1938. This, Rabbi, this is that shul that you saw, burnt down. Burnt down. And, maybe they still have something else. Here. Here you have it, what's being burnt down. Here, look at this picture now. Look, the new Borumplatz being torn down, 1939. So this already half burnt down.
That's what was
this
left of it.
This shul, this is the wall. Look, this wall? This is the wall. Mm-hmm. This is left of it.
This
is what's left of it.
So nothing, they tore up completely.
Now this what you have.
And I'm saying it, sometimes there was a piece left.
It's going to go
here now.
It's a museum. It's crisis. It's close. Anyway, so being that we're here, Rabbi Sai, my favorite halters.
It's a Jewish museum.
It's a Jewish museum. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. This is safer. You can see what the name of the safer is called. Rabboni Frankfurt. Guess who wrote it? The Matalevi. This is a picture of the Matalevi. German. Don't look the by German standards. This is the Odom Godel, the Matalevi. Mordechai Horowitz. He was the Rav of the Borumplatz Shul. He wrote the safer, Rabboni Frankfurt. In other words, the history of all the Rabbonim, Shloach Kodesh, Pnei Shua, whoever was here, and he wrote it from the point of view of a God, because that's the storyteller. He tells you all the intricate details. Not only that, know what he did? These Matzevis that you're going to see has just been destroyed because the Allied bombing. You can go through, and the Matzevis of Gedolei Yisrael come out, you can't read only in lines. Well, line here, every second, third line is rubbed out. I have the whole Nusach here because the Matalevi made sure to record every Matzeva before the bombing, before everything. The Gedolei Yisrael that were here. When you know Rabbi Sai, the Ramshif is over here and nobody knows what. Ramshif, Rabbi Sai, was nifter in the early 1600s under the age of 40. He was 36 years old. He was produced here in Frankfurt. I mean, a Goyen Olam. This is Marshaw, Maram. This is that. You're talking about that caliber. People make a mistake thinking that he's buried in Prague. You know why? Because at the tender age, he was offered the position in Prague and he was nifter before he was able to go. So people at the main place you'll see Nikbar Prague, not true. It's Nifter over here, and somewhere over here is the cave and nobody knows. But the Ramshif lies over here, going back to 1660. This cemetery, the oldest Matzev is from 1272.
Till when?
1222 till 1828.
Then they went to the
828 goes to the other one that we went.
Okay.
So the other one starts from 1828. Right? And this goes from 1272 till 1828. That's it. Now, being that I'll just show you from St. Yeshua, we know it's Anshas. Yeshua and other various Masechtos and Shas, his idea is dealing with Rashi and Tosfos. There's hardly any Tshuvas, Shalshi Tshuvas that we have, even though he's a big Poisek also. We don't have it. The Matalevi here brings down from the Pnei Yeshua, and I'll show you why it's so interesting. Then quote you see here, the notion over here. Yedua, listen to the words of the Pnei Yeshua. I read in Pnei Yeshua. Yedua she'ein le'yehudim poi ki'im rogvo achas ketan. Yeshua is writing this. Yeshua, right? Yeshua was nifted 1756. So this is the. So he says, Yedua, he says, She'ein la Yehudim poi, the Yidden don't have kim rog, one small street. Aruche kemoi shehi, very long, mitzofen ledorim. Venechel kol ishtei shchunes. Why is two shchunes? One side of the street? Two shchunes, he calls it. Aches mitzad mizrach, v'she kenegdo lemula mitzad marav. Ve'ein hefzik ben abatim. Kol shchunes. No hefzik. Kol shchuna v'shchuna. He says there's no hefzik. Kim b'mekoyim es ma'at mezer. Sometimes very, very little. V'hoyo, he says, ki yomus meis. If a person dies, the echod mi batei hashchun, let's say on one side of the street, and all houses are connected, so there was a problem with koyhanim. Because every house was connected with the other, and there's openings here and there, whatever it is, that's what he brings. I haven't got the exact seer. Chutzichu ha-koyhanim li-yiznoyim v'nodim, the koyhanim have to be nav and nav, the laws is memokim v'leilich mishchun la-shchun she-connected. So koyhanim go sleep in the other side of the street. So he said, "Vimchaz v'sholem." Now, what happens if somebody died on the other side of the street?
He had to leave. Street.
He had to leave. He had to leave the Judengasse. Vimchaz v'sholem gam boisa shchun ayomis hameis as aloyim tzu menoyach lekaf raglom lolun lina aches brachoy ve'yudim klal kim bimkoyim
is ba. This is the makar where people they buried right away.
Yeah. Ham aches kora mikre sholachti lemitzus havoyis hameis says the Pnei Shur. I went to Alavaya. Some of the choshev koyhanim, but my met kamalim dim. Okay, here we have Talmid Chachamim. Va'onu v'omruli koyhanim derech sipur devarim. They were saying lefituma. Migoy latzad, the tremendous sad that they suffer because all the houses are crammed together. Memela that there's a mace died, were forced to leave. V'matile maha koil haram azes. The Pnei Shur said, I don't understand what you're shrying about. That's when he came, became Rav over here, and he became aware of what's going on. He said, what are you shrying about? V'chi efshel esakin, can't you fix the problem? Are they hafsokas choymois shekoyrim brand mower? Some sort of a wall. I'm not exactly sure what the tzir that is, how to exactly do it. He said, but there's some way that you can do it. Oilas is revach ben advekim begitzer. In the Koyhanim said, Shekol Zelo Yoyel. He said, whatever hefsek you make on top is not going to work. They came out with a chumrah. What's a chumrah? Because, you know, there's pipes going underneath the ground. And the pipes are going underneath the ground. Have it for shaykhs for Tumas Meis, that therefore it's going to connect all the Meis. Because the daim, he said, Yasura Machmas Habib Shemetachas Loras B'chol Eirach HaShchunas. Bishomi Advar Mo'elo, said the Pnei. When I heard that, Huisi Mishtoimim Mispale. Vishloi Ola Belibi Shebeze Shum Beis Mechush. She tosef atumet bebayis lebayis tachtis horetz. Tumet travels underneath the ground from one place to another, and he goes into a big shock with the tire, the Pnei Yeshua. And he said, but later on, that he heard that there were gedolim before that, that there were machmer. So he couldn't do much about it because this is the way it was. But this is just to give a little bit of an idea by seeing the way that it was constructed here, going here.
This is the Reform community is worried about tumet.
This is not for Gomper. Pnei Shua's time. It's
sure,
no.
There's
going before. There's 700. No reform whatsoever. That's right. So now we go to the Gedolei Yisroel. Yeah. There's more here.
This was all part of the cemetery originally.
No, this is no cemetery as it is. This cemetery is here from 1272. What you're looking at here. This cemetery is from 1272. This is from the time of the Rishonim.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rosh lived in that school. The Ram Rotman was still alive. Ratmuk was nifted 1293. Some of them. You put him in the front.
That's
where,
was nifted when?
1620 something.
Who was his Rabbi or was his Talmid?
Gantzevel. He was a Goyen Oilum, Goyen Adir. Goyen Adir.
Here,
Frankfurt. In Frankfurt. They became Rotman Fulda. Also another place in Germany.
Who were some of his Talmid?
Not particularly. No, it's just just Mam Schiff, yeah. Mayor Schiff.
I go here?
Yeah, okay. Here, Rabbi said, here's the mother of some Sefer.
How did she end up over here?
Frankfurt. Always some Sefer, always refer to, always refer to himself. The Zaydis. Now I have to tell you something. Rabbi Sai. Okay. The Gedolei Yisroel, here's the Chasam Sofer's mother. I have to say something with the Chasam Sofer's mother. Again, we have to talk about it more on the bus, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So Sofer's mother, the Chasam Sofer just says one thing about his mother.
Yeah.
The Rav in Frankfurt at the time the Chasam Sofer was born was Reb Abishal Frankfurter. Here's a name, another good you have to remember. Reb Abishal Frankfurter. Baal Shem Tov said on him, Moedige Sachen. Reb Abishal Frankfurter. He was a Rav in Lisse. He was a Rav in Lisse. And he was Baal Ruch HaKodesh. Tremendous goyin here. And he was in this community. And he was the Rav of the Chasam Sofer's parents. The Sofer was born. He already predicted. He said that they're going to have a good Yisroel, Chasam Sofer. And on Simchas Torah, after Chasam Sofer's birth, Reb Abishal took and dance with baby Chassam Sofer in the place of a Sefer Torah. Dancing with the Chassam Sofer, the Baal Bishul Frankfurter. Mm-hmm. To show already the godless of the Chassam Sofer already when he was barely born, just a child. Chassam Sofer used to say about his mother. So he says, hey, you know my mother, he says? The Boy in Shloim does not make major decisions before he speaks it over with my mother. It's an unbelievable statement. Whatever you want to, Perushim, you want to say into that. But just to hear it in that way, so this was a place, as you can see, Kvitlas, not Stam. People don't run. This is a very Chushu place, so again, just to say Kvitlas again.
Well, who's in Vienna?
There's no Vienna.
Who's the
Cyphers? No, the Ksav Cypher. No, not in Vienna. No, who's Cypher? Preisberg. Some Cypher always signed Moshe, so Akut Moshe Cypher from Frankfurt the Main. Even though he left Frankfurt, he never came back. There's not a story about that. But he always identified this is his place, Frankfurt the Main.
Why is this the only cover in the middle? I mean, there's only one.
I'll tell you in a second.
What was her name?
Reisel.
Her
name is Reisel. So it's Kaddish, always say Kaddish.
Yeah, that's good.